Hello, everyone. Getting all set up here. This background is so not. Here's all my clothes hanging up over there. How's everybody doing today? I'm live from Nashville. Let me scoot over a little bit so I'm kind of more. We are in the midst of our transformation weekend with 50 of our members. And so it's going swimmingly. But I just took a little break here to get back in with y'all. So I've got three folks lined up. So let's just go ahead and get started. Okay, Leah, you're first. Leah, Sarah, and Marianne. That's who I have lined up first. All right. Love to hear what y'all are doing. Y'all post in the chat. Tell me what you're doing today on this Saturday. I had to remind myself it was Saturday. I looked up at my computer and... Oh, yeah, it's Saturday. Got to get my notes out. There. All right. Are you there?
Hello.
Hold on. Okay. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Yay. We're connected.
Yes. All right. What's up?
Well, I'm working on some thoughts, and okay. I needed a little bit of guidance. So okay. I've noticed recently when I overeat, and it's not, volumes. It's just when I'm just eating, two or three bites past my plus two, my justification always is, well, it's healthy. It's not sugar flour. Cause sugar flour is my bad food. Mm-hmm. And so I've always said, well, it's not that, so it's okay, but it's not okay. Cause it's overeating.
Right.
So I'm really struggling with that. How do I, the bridge thought for that, because it keeps coming up every time I do a recovery worksheet, and I do them pretty, religiously, even if it's I did one for one bite of extra broccoli, mm-hmm. because I'm trying to identify what the thought is. Why do I feel the need, even though I feel satisfied, why do I feel the need to go past that? And that's the thought that keeps coming up.
Yeah. So I think for you, just to kind of back up what you said about, sugar, it's not sugar and flour. Those are my bad food,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so this is okay. And
right.
So you're judging all your food as good, bad, okay, all of that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think you kind of recognize that and realize that no foods are good or bad.
Yeah.
No foods are, literally, once you put a food in your mouth and swallow it, it becomes a circumstance. Corinne said that this morning in the workshop. And so, and we know that all circumstances are neutral, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you can practice seeing your food choices, all your food choices as totally neutral, then you can, when you go to when you feel that urge to, to make that choice, you're not, ranking your foods, or you're not judging your foods, right? You are seeing them as, you're seeing it as a neutral choice. And that allows you to kind of move away from the judgment of the food and asking yourself, is this choice going to get me to my goals or not?
Okay.
You can really take the good and the bad out of it, the okay and the not so okay out of it, and just simplify it down to a choice. And is it going to get me to my goals? Because it doesn't matter if it's sugar, flour, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. If it is past your plus two, it's not getting you to your goals. And so they're not any better or worse,
right.
In that case.
That makes, when you say it that way, that's really the question I need to ask myself. Is this action, taking this extra bite going to move me closer to my goals? And the answer is no.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what the food is.
It doesn't matter. And so it's not like there's any better choice to go past your plus two or worse choice to go past your plus two. They all take you past your plus two if you choose to eat them. And so, and adding that judgment on top of just, you know, going past your plus two probably in the long run results in more self-judgment, more, you know, beating yourself up and all that kind of stuff. It's like, if we can just take the judgment out of food itself, food is just food. Mm-hmm. You know, food is just, you know, we can break it down into what it's made of and all that kind of stuff, right? But it's all just choices. It's all just a choice.
Yeah, I've really recognized, you know, because usually I'm kind of proud of myself that I got to this point where I'm recognizing that judging the food is not helpful at all. And I knew that. And the thought kept coming up this week. I was like, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And the other thought that kept coming up is that I noticed that I wanted to eat not at my negative two because I was bored. Mm-hmm. And my brain is kind of like a toddler. It has to be entertained always. Yes. And I know Corinne talks about that, but I'd never watched it in myself. This week, I really noticed that, like, my brain needs to be entertained.
Right.
And if it doesn't have a task or a problem to solve, it just goes, you know, starts making up shit, you know, like acting like an asshole pretty much.
And Corinne was talking about that, I think, on her Q&A or something at the beginning of on Thursday, where, or I don't know, I've been with her this weekend, so maybe she was just talking about it, you know, while we were eating dinner or something. But she said she has started to schedule some time in to actually just sit with herself and, like, just really practice not doing personal development, not reading, not even meditating or anything like that, right? Just sitting with herself and letting herself be with herself. And, you know, if you're getting those reps in, right, with just practicing being bored, practicing, you know, we live in a society where we have just a million different, even if we're waiting in line at the grocery store, you know, there's a million different choices we could choose, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if we're, you know, just wherever we're waiting, we can occupy our mind any time of the day or night, and to actually practice just sitting and being bored is a skill that I think all of us need to develop. Because when we do that and we listen to our brain and our brain says, wait a minute, we need to be doing something, we're so bored, oh my gosh, well, let's eat. And when you just sit with it and say, no, I'm just going to sit here and just be with myself. I mean, that is just an amazing skill that you can benefit you in so many different ways, because you're working on the eating when you're bored, right? Mm-hmm. But you're working on listening to your brain. You're working on just spending time with yourself, which is so huge for a lot of people. They are, you know, they don't want to be alone. They don't want to be with themselves. And so it's just building all these skills. So that's something, I mean, it could literally be like you start with a minute or 30 seconds and then build up from there. But, you know, I think that's just something that we've all kind of moved away from in this age of cell phones and everything else, right?
Okay, that just blew my mind, because that's so on point, because you're right. I mean, you have to get comfortable with just being bored. And I'm uncomfortable with it. Right. So I go do something. I eat, I get on Facebook, I do all the things.
And we have a million different options.
Wow. That's not when I brought this question up. That's not what I thought you were going to say. So it just kind of blew my mind, but wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're totally eating to avoid the discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Of being bored.
Of being bored.
Wow. I didn't realize mm-hmm. that. It's the discomfort of being bored.
I mean, think about when do we ever get an opportunity in life now to be bored?
We don't because of our phones.
Yeah. Because we literally always have our phone. Now, the only time really is maybe when we're sleeping in bed and we've decided we're not going to look at our phone, right? And we're just laying there with ourselves. And I know, I remember Corinne coaching somebody on, like, what do I do to get, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to sleep. And she is like, lay there and listen to your brain. And just, you know, it's like, we don't even think about that as an option when, you know, when we're trying to go back to sleep or whatever. It's like, oh my gosh, we're, But I mean, laying there and practicing listening to your thoughts and then working to kind of redirect them and to relax your body and to, you know, breathe and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's like, we need to practice that, you know, at night and during the day.
Wow. Because,
yeah, we have very few opportunities. We create very few opportunities to do that in our life.
That's something that I definitely can do. And just sitting with myself, just because even, because, you know, I live alone. So I always have to have music on, a podcast, the movie, the, you know, TV going in the background. I got to get comfortable just being in silence with myself and being comfortable just being with myself alone.
And another good way for all of us to practice that is in the car and just turn off the radio, turn off the podcast, turn off everything and just be with the silence in the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That kind of, you know, every time I get on here, you'd like blow my mind just on different topics and I'm so not prepared for it. So I'm like, ooh, where'd that come from?
I actually thought about that before when you came on. I was like, how am I going to blow her mind today?
Because you do, you know, you do.
Mission accomplished, right?
Check.
So yeah, give it a try. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. I'll check and let you know what it looks like.
Okay.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a rest of the good weekend at the Transformation Weekend.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. What's everybody doing? Pool time, hiking. Oh, and listen to the time management course. Y'all let me know if you want any kind of coaching or help on the time management course. Sarah. Okay. You're on here. You're updating your resume. Marianne's working. You're up next, Marianne. Hello.
Hi.
We were just talking about you yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, about how you're so good with the Instagram and the Facebook stories.
Oh, yeah. I
yes.
love doing that.
So, because we're going to, you know, you probably, y'all are already see us on there more because we're going to start doing that more. So,
good.
Yeah, and you're so good at it. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So, what's up?
So, I have a pattern. Every month, I hit a low in my weight loss, and I'm about between 10 to 20 pounds from goal, depending on the day. So, I hit a low, and then I bounce back up 6, 7, 8 pounds.
Okay.
And this has definitely been repeating for about 4 months.
Okay.
And I got coached, I think, 2 months ago by Corinne, and I was really emotional. And so I've been working on taking away the story about work and stuff, but I'm still left with the pattern, even when that's not so prevalent.
Okay. So what is creating the pattern? What are you thinking when kind of like, tell me how it goes each month?
That's what I can't quite figure out. So, okay.
I mean, start with when you step on the scale and you see that low number, you know, the lowest number that you've seen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I step on it and it feels good. Like I'm very proud. I've been doing all the basics usually and journaling. And so all the work's paying off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep it up for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it just creeps in that I still have more weight to lose. And that going to take some more effort to keep going.
What do you mean by effort?
By effort, I mean, I'm going to have to make a few more changes to keep
losing
weight.
What do you think about having to make those changes?
That's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I've changed a lot, mm-hmm. obviously, because I've lost almost 100 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like those last few changes, they have to be little, but it's stuff that feel like I'm ready to give up yet.
Mm-hmm. But you're seeing them as hard.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and you're seeing them as, let me just throw a few thoughts out there and you can just say like, no, that's not it or whatever. Like, I mean, I've lost 100 pounds. Can't the last few pounds just like be easy? I've worked so hard already. Like I'm just so hard. I'm just so tired of having to just do, you know, all these level ups, all these, you know, I just want it to be.
Yeah. That one, I'm tired of it. Like, I feel like I'm ready to be done.
I'm ready to be done.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's real clear what's happening here, right? And the other thing that's really clear is that it's become a habit for you. I mean, you have the evidence of the last 4 months. And it's like, I mean, when your brain sees that low number, it is like, you know, it's like a switch is flipped. And it's like, oh, okay, this is our, you know, our pattern, our habit. And so now we're supposed to start creeping back up again. And I'm supposed to throw out all those thoughts that happen every month. And, you know, so it's just very, it's very simple. It's very clear. And it's just, and because of that, it's like, okay, nothing's gone wrong here. Like nothing is amiss, right? It's just like your brain acting and behaving just the way it's supposed to. And so you've got to throw some kind of, you know, cog in the wheel or whatever, you know, and break this cycle.
Okay.
So what do you think it would look like to, what do you think you need to do to break this cycle? What do you think it would look like? If you had to guess.
Probably on my way back down, start preparing myself for those thoughts that are going to come back up. Mm-hmm. And I can journal and model, do some intentionals. And maybe I was thinking some aligned models might be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just talking about that. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, I mean, you have such a gift here because you know, like what's going on. You just know that this is what's happening and this is what's going to happen. And so you can come from a place, not from a place of fear, like, oh, here it comes again. Right. But just from a place of, oh, of course this is what's going to happen again. So, okay. Instead of what I've done in the past with just, you know, attaching to all these thoughts about, you know, oh, it's going to be so hard and all, you know, and all this stuff. What I want to do differently. And I think for you, it's definitely like TDLs, models, you know, and just, I mean, I just had an idea.
Okay.
So I want you to fill out, keep thinking about the Hello Skill worksheet, right? Okay. Do you do that every week?
No.
Okay. Well, you got to start. Okay. That's number one.
Okay.
I want you to fill out the Hello Skill worksheet before, like ahead of time.
Okay.
Like when you, so what is your lowest, what's this number? Is there a certain number?
It's about around 166. It doesn't matter what the point is afterwards.
Okay. I want you to fill out the Hello Skill worksheet like today.
Okay.
Because I mean, I want you to fill it out like as your future self, right? At 166. Okay. And so like, okay, let's pretend today it's, you know, how long do you think it's going to take for you to get down there again?
It'll be quick, a week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it just comes right off when I get back in the mindset. So
we're working with future Sarah about a week and a half from now. Step on the scale, 166. And you know that all those questions, I want you to fill out every single one of those in as much detail as you can. This is how I want to feel about this number. This is how I want to think about it. You know, these are all the actions that led to it, right? And so that's future Sarah. And let's say, you know, let's say give you 2 weeks, right? Okay. August 24th, that's future Sarah. And so you have, I mean, I love the way the worksheet's broken down because it's like, you have all the actions there, you have, you know, everything you want. So then you back up from there, right? So that's where you wanna be. And then, I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff working here. It's like, that's where you want to be. And so you back up and like for the next 2 weeks, you create a plan in terms of like achieving all of those actions that you've already listed out. And then when you get to August 24th, you're focusing on the future after that. And you could even do like another Hello Skill worksheet like 2 weeks after that. You know, it's all about acting as if you're already at 166, acting as if you're already, you know, it's already August 24th.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So that's where I want you to do. And just because, I mean, you're ready because you've been doing this for 4 months and you're ready to do something different. You yeah. recognize the pattern, you got the awareness, you've done all that work. And now it's time to like get real with it and just decide that, okay, the next time this happens, I'm going to have a plan in place. So again, you want to fill out that worksheet and then develop a plan again for the future after that. Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know if it, yeah, check back in with me maybe in 2 weeks.
Okay. And can I ask a quick question yes. about models?
Yes.
So I'm modeling all my excuses and justifications for overeating, and then I'll write the intentional ones, but I'm trying to figure out what the circumstance is for those. So I just, for right now, I put an urge for food and then I can put any excuse underneath. Would that be right? Or should I try to find some real circumstances?
I try to find some real circumstances.
Okay.
In terms of like, okay, ask yourself, you know, when I have an urge, where am I? What am I doing? What am I not doing?
Okay. I have all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you've got your data, right? From when you, yeah. you know, your recovery worksheets, because that's basically the first question in the recovery worksheet is what was going on and what did you eat? Right. And some people don't fill that out totally. I would love for y'all to just be in as much detail as possible in that first question with where you are, what was going on, all that kind of stuff, plus very detailed with your food in terms
okay.
of what you ate.
Great. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Mary Ann and Judith. Excuse me, y'all. I had to eat lunch right before this, and so I kind of ate a little quickly. Do not do what I did. Hey.
Hi there.
How are you?
I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay. Well, frustrated. Tell me more. All right. Hold on a second. All right.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, I joined in April and I've had a lot of stuff going on. I did a coaching call with you a while back. And my husband and I did end up separating. So he is not living at home anymore. And we are in individual therapy. Okay. And eventually when the therapists deem that we're ready to see each other, we'll all four come into a room together. So I feel pretty positive about that. But I was really, really excited when I joined the tribe. And now I'm at the point where I've been dealing with the same 4.2 pounds since April. And I can't get into Wonderland. And no matter how much I try, I can't bring the giant binder with me everywhere. I always forget it. And I had started out with my own little planner. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, I don't have enough in here to constitute continuing to use it. So then I tried for July. I went and I used the big binder. Mm-hmm. And after I did my tracking, it turns out I did it about 43% of the time.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's because there's some kind of block with me, because I'm an accountant. I deal with paperwork all the time. So when it comes down to doing the 24-hour plan, I can easily just throw it on a sticky note and move on. But to actually sit down with the notebook and say, okay, here's what I need to do. I need to reassess this. I need to do a TDL, and the model thing, I still don't quite understand. I have to go
okay,
through that.
Okay, let's just back it up here. Let's back up okay. this truck. I mean, sticky note. A sticky note is fine. I mean, I have like a little card right here. I mean, this is bigger than a sticky note, right?
Right.
Plan, today's assessment.
Okay.
I mean, there's no, you know, one of the four basics is not using our planner, right? I mean, you know, all those questions are great, but yeah. if you're not there, I mean, that's, you know, it's your, what's blocking you is something like a thought, like I'm not doing it right, or I'm not yeah. doing it like everybody else is doing it. Right.
Yeah, I feel that, like I'm not getting it.
yeah. And there are so many people who start with either, I mean, I remember I actually dug out my, I was cleaning out my office and I dug out my old school, P&P notebook from when I was losing, you know, 70 pounds. This was, we didn't have the planner back then, you know, we didn't have all this fancy stuff. I literally had a spiral bound notebook and I wrote down what I ate every day. And I carried that notebook around. And, you know, of course you can find those little bitty notebooks. But this is a real easy fix. I mean, I just want us to decide right here today what you're going to do for at least the next 30 days with your plan. What do you want to do? You want to do a sticky note?
Well, I do like to have my little purple planner. Mm-hmm. It's I can't remember what it says on it. Something about, it's a Walt Disney quote.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it, if you dream it, you can believe it. Or if you believe it, you can dream, something like that. Anyway, okay. I've put it away for a month and I keep thinking I just really need to take it out because it's easy for me to write down what my plan is and then do my TDL or vice versa, whatever. Mm-hmm. And obviously I have a lot of thoughts going on in my head right now with, being separated, but also trying to take care of myself and, you know, focus more on me instead of all the situations around me. I'm a member of OA, Overeaters mm-hmm. Anonymous, and I finally just had to quit going because I didn't feel like I was getting any tools there. And it wasn't until I listened to Corinne's podcast that I realized that, that I actually am getting tools from her. You know, she focuses on the thought work and my therapist, of course, is cheering, going, yay, this is such a great group. And she very much approves of me being in the tribe.
Right.
But I just, I don't know. I get this mental thought that I'm just failing myself. Like I failed every other diet. And I know this isn't a diet. This is a lifestyle, but then the lifestyle change is kind of like a buzzword for every other trainer I've ever met in my life. And so all those things come up and I think, I try to tell my voice to shut up because I don't want to think that way.
So how do you want to think though? You know, you can tell it to shut up, right? But you want to think something else instead. So yes. What do you want to think about, like having your little Disney notebook, mm-hmm. putting your plan and your assessment in there? Doing some writing if you want to in there, right?
Right.
You don't have to worry about the models right now. Just get some awareness going, right, about what's going on in your mind.
Yeah.
How do you want to think? Just think about just doing that for the next 30 days.
I think that's great.
Like that. This is enough, right?
Yeah, it's like, enough. It's good. It's good for me to be focusing on myself and not worried about what I'm supposed to be doing. Right. I guess.
What I should be doing, right? We say, you know, we don't want y'all to should all over yourself.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing.
I just said the other day, I said, Corinne says to stop shitting all over yourself.
Yes.
So
I just want you, every time you hear your brain go, well, this isn't enough. I'm not using the planner. I'm not doing it right. Say, no, this is enough for me right now. This is enough. All that we're supposed to be doing is, you know, building up to doing the four basics, right? And so, but we don't ever tell you exactly how you should do those. And I mean, there are literally people who have lost hundreds of pounds and have been doing their plan on a sticky note or on a little notebook or whatever. And okay. So, yeah.
No. Yeah. You know, I thought in the beginning that I was, you know, the four basics are very easy to understand, yeah. But putting them into practice, I thought, okay, I'm getting my sleep. Well, I have a Fitbit and I check my sleep and I'm not getting my sleep because I end up with everything that's going on. I end up waking up six or seven times during the night. So my sleep isn't, I'm not getting my 8 hours of sleep. I know it's between 7 and 9 and I barely get 7 some nights. And then my water, our accountability group is doing a water challenge. So I had to download an app to tell me when to drink my water. Because I thought I was getting my 64 ounces in a day, but now that I've started the challenge, it's like, oh my gosh, no, I was getting maybe 40 ounces a day.
So you're getting real with yourself for sure, right? Yeah. You're starting to really look at your data honestly and just, you know, and the key though is without judgment, right? Like I'm just going to learn from this. This is a tool for me to learn from and, you know, and move forward. So
Yeah. I notice I'm not moving a whole lot. And I put this out in my accountability group and Kat, you know, Kat Hannon.
Yeah.
She messaged me and she said, put an alarm on your phone to get up and move every five minutes out of every hour. And so I immediately did that today. So I think what I need to remind myself is if I just use the tools on my phone, which is with me all the time, and the Fitbit trackers on my wrist that, and I take my little purple notebook with me, that I should be able to to get myself on track to stick to the four basics. I just honestly thought I was. And when I realized from the data that I wasn't, I was very disappointed in myself. Mm. And I got that horrible thought of, this is too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not that hard. It's just everyday stuff. It's just routine things. And
I mean, we see the four basics, right? And our brain just immediately goes to, it couldn't be this easy. It couldn't be, if, you know, dieting and losing weight, I haven't been able to do it my whole life. It's got to be more complicated than this. And and so your brain starts looking for to make it hard, right? Oh, I need to be using the planner. I need to be doing this. And then when you really just dial it down to those four basics and getting those done however is best for you, mm-hmm. then you start to prove to your brain that it really can be this simple. It really can be this easy. And but for you, it's getting that data and then just seeing it, you know, practicing to see it as neutral and as an opportunity to learn and move forward, right?
Right.
And just to be, you know, to always be getting better and always be moving forward. So that's kind of your work is just, okay, you know, I'm grateful for this data. I'm so glad I have a, you know, Fitbit app and all this other apps, you know, where I can just start to track this and then, you know, and not beat myself up, but just move forward and say, okay, I'm going to try for another 10 minutes of sleep, you know, this
right.
or whatever it is, right? I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to incrementally move just a little bit farther ahead.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
This is a good call. All right. I think this will benefit a lot of folks. All right. Take care.
All right. You too.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Love that. Let's see. I'm just looking at the chat real quick. You learn something every time you notice a mistake. Absolutely. Mistakes can be gifts, right? Okay, Judith and then Laura. I'll make notes here real quick. Hello. Hey there. Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Two questions today. Okay. All right. First of all, I'm coming to camp in October. I am following, not religiously, but following the posts about camp, the Facebook for camp and stuff. But can you just kind of give me a quick summary, I guess, of like, how do I prepare for camp?
How do you think you need to prepare for camp?
Well, okay. So I do want to do coaching and I do have the topic. It is still around. I think I've talked about this a time or two before. I'm going through the mastering, just started again today, the mastering relationships, because the situation with my boss is just, it, workplace is a difficult situation right now. I realize that is a thought. But there is a lot of drama. I'm listening to Cy Wakeman's No Ego in the Workplace podcast and trying to work through a lot of that. And when I look at through journaling, past relationships, I mean, it comes down to that I do really well with male bosses. I don't do as well with female bosses, particularly when I feel micromanaged. All right. And my current boss definitely is in that, you know, like it's to the point where we don't ask to do anything on our own.
Okay. Just be sure you recognize all of those as thoughts. Right?
All of those as thoughts. Okay. So I'm working through that and I will do, you know, I'm working on doing the TDLs, working on doing, you know, all of the journaling that, you know, the TDLs and the models and all of that journaling. So I'm going to suppose then that to prep for camp, I do the TDLs, I do the journaling, I do the models and kind of have them summarized to bring with me, like I figure out what the high points are.
Well, that you don't even have to do that necessarily. I mean, I'm keeping it real simple here. And I mean, this was even for our 3-day intensive, you know, that we're in right now. It's just, it really comes back to your thoughts in terms of you just come here with a very open mind.
Okay.
You just come here with definitely come here, you know, doing your work. You're doing the work, right? You're doing your writing and things like that. Obviously, the four basics, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, in addition to that. But it's just coming with an open mind with, you know, what is something I want to work on, or maybe two or three things you want to work on, where not just you getting coached, you know, because, I mean, I think this next one is how many, 350, something like
right.
that. You know, everyone's right. not going to be able to get coached, right? So it's like, how can I benefit from every single person that gets coached, you know, in this room? And of course, you can practice doing that by listening to mine and Kathy's calls, to Corinne's calls already, right? I mean, that would mm-hmm. be great practice. It's like every time you hear a call, every time you hear, you know, a live from Corinne or whatever, how can I, you know, apply this to my life? That is really the best way to prepare. And then you also want to think about, I've been telling a lot of the girls this weekend about this. I want you to be set on how you want to be thinking and feeling when you are flying back. Are you going to be flying?
No, I think I'm driving.
Okay, driving. So you'll have plenty of time, right? Yeah. And so how do you want to be thinking and feeling when you are in that car, when you get in that car and go back home on okay. Sunday or whatever it is, right? It's all about that future self work where and I was telling them about my experience with one of the camps here years ago. And I remember just driving home thinking, oh, I mean, this is literally when we had camps that were like 25 people. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And so I was like, God, I didn't raise my hand, you know, like, you know, gosh, I just regret not raising my hand, not taking advantage of this opportunity. Right. And I, you know, I don't want to do that again. And, you know, none of y'all do either with, you know, you pay good money, you travel there, all that kind of stuff. Right. And you want to get what you want out of it. And so, and I don't necessarily mean everyone should raise their hand, right? But you just want to decide what you want out of it ahead of time. Don't just go in there. Yes, go in there open, but go in there saying, you know, I have control over how I think and feel when I'm on my way home in the car. And this is it. And you plan that ahead of time. And so then that gets you in the frame of mind and the mindset of, you know, and kind of come up with a list of questions to ask yourself every day during camp where it's just like, okay, how am I going to apply what I learned today to myself? What am I going to get out of today that will lead me to feeling however I want to feel on my way home? That kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's just being really intentional, really, planned ahead in terms of what you want to get out of it, because it's not, you know, it's not up to Corinne to give you an experience, right? Yeah. It's not up right. to any of us to give you an experience. It's up to you, and you control that. And this is a great exercise in kind of proving to yourself that you create your own life. Mm-hmm. But this is a specific good example. Like, you just create your own experience, whatever it is.
Okay.
All right.
Question number two, okay. Quick. The recovery worksheets. Okay. Here is my situation. Again, I really am doing well. I've got the four basics. Sleep is not a problem for me. Even eating the 2-2 is, I, you know, it kind of goes up and down, but I'm focusing back on that, focusing on the water, writing the plans. Today is actually plan number 87 in a row.
Awesome.
So I'm feeling good and I'm feeling on point with that. Now, I also know that, yes, it's coming to the point of up-leveling and mm-hmm. realizing what I'm eating and those kinds of things. And it's not that I am overeating. So I need to need assistance and guidance in how to work the recovery worksheet for my purpose. It isn't overeating. It's like I'll have usually my plan. Okay, today's plan is breakfast, coffee with cream, and a bagel thin with cream cheese. Lunch is 2-2, and I ended up having guacamole and chips. Supper tonight is shrimp and rice, and then I do allow snacks. Today I allowed 4 because it's the weekend, but that includes like my pet if I wanted soda or something like that. And then water, 90 ounces.
Okay.
All right. Well, I need to use the worksheet in terms of like how I'm choosing my food if that makes sense. It's not an overeat. I mean, when I have a snack, what I'm finding through all the plannings and the assessments is that there are days when I'm not hungry at breakfast, but I'm going to be too hungry at lunchtime if I don't have something. So I'll have like some cheese and crackers, like two little pieces of cheese with some crackers mid-morning. And then by the time it's lunchtime, I'm fine. And then in the evening coming home, I've got the snack allotted for, and oftentimes coming home, it might be like a handful of nuts, or it might be the snack things that come with the cheese and the craisins. And
are you at a negative two when you're eating those?
Yeah, because it is like stomach is growling. I mean, especially coming home, stomach is growling. There is some like fog and those kinds of things.
Okay? But do you think you could wait until dinner?
Well, that's my situation. I'm not. If I don't eat something, I'm not going to make it. By the time I get to dinner, by the time I'm going to be probably not in charge of what I put in my mouth.
Okay, so that's a thought, but hold on a minute.
Okay.
So you have the snack, you know, in the afternoon, but then do you wait until you're at negative two again to eat dinner?
Yes, because when I eat the snack, I'm not eating it to get back to a two. Like
eating it to a plus two. Okay. Right. So why do you think you need to do recovery worksheets then? What do you think you need to recover from with the recovery worksheet?
I guess that's part of my issue. It's not really that I feel that I need to recover. So is it just truly doing TDLs around like up leveling or something? Like, I know that there's something not effective.
Why not?
In what I'm doing.
Why not?
I'm starting to wonder about food choices.
Why?
I guess because, well, all right. Old thinking, this is what happened on Friday. So old thinking is kicking in that like you can't eat carbs, you can eat carbs, but like your whole day shouldn't be carbs. And my breakfast that day, yesterday was a half a chicken salad sandwich. Then lunch was a spaghetti chicken casserole. Lunch was 11:45 to 12:15 was in there. And then coming home at 3:30, stomach is growling. And actually yesterday I did ignore it and I did wait until supper, but the brain is going, you're not eating enough.
The brain is looking for a problem to solve.
Okay.
The brain is just, it's like you, I mean, are you losing weight?
Yes.
Okay. There's no problem here. There's nothing to recover from.
Okay.
But your brain is like, wait a minute. She's just like, following her hunger scale and doing her four basics and losing weight. Like, this is so boring. We need a problem to solve. That is what we're here to do. Like, that is what my brain is here to do. Wait a minute. I need to be doing these recovery worksheets. Everybody else is doing like 100 recovery worksheets. Wait a minute. What's wrong with me? Something's wrong. Ding, ding, ding. Like, you know, alarm signals. No.
Okay. No. Okay. All right. I'm good.
So when you hear that stuff come in, I mean, and you're on to yourself with like the carb stuff, bullshit, you know, I mean, you can adjust your food if you want to, but it doesn't sound like you need to because you're losing money. But it's these thoughts that come in, like there's no way it could be this easy. That's what I was talking to, you know, else about.
Well,
so don't look for a problem that's not there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Laura. Okay. Rest of y'all, get in line. Hey.
Can you hear me? Oh, good.
How are you? Yes.
All right. You guys just kind of figured out my problem. Okay. This is working. It's not a problem. Yeah. So I was making some notes. I was on the hike and listening to the time course. And, I think, what I really like about it is the idea that once you put stuff on your calendar, then that's the time for it. And that, you know, you just stick with that and go. And so creating problems, I think I'm fixating on this because I had coached with Corinne a couple months ago about losing weight before camp and wanting to get to Wonderland and doing that without making it dramatic or a gimmick or exciting, just boring is good, just consistently doing the four basics. And so I'm down 6 pounds and I have 10 to go before Wonderland. So that's exciting. And I'm starting to hit a point where I'm bouncing around a little bit each week. And so I do just need to tighten up a little bit, but I know it'll work. And so with one thing that I've noticed, though, is that I'm losing more on the weeks where our surgeries are really long and I'm stuck in there for 12 hours. And so I can't eat. And then if I just come home and eat the planned meal. And so I think I'm like, I was just trying to write a weekly plan out, and not just a food plan, but a weekly time plan. And it's, I don't know how to, maybe she's going to talk about this, the Q&A. Mm-hmm. Like, there are things that I can't predict how long it's going to take. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just wondering, how do I block for that? And then, like, because the weight loss seems to be kind of on a roll, I think my brain is looking for other problems to solve. And so one of them is, you know, how many other things am I going to try to fit into my calendar? Like, you know, my mom always calls me and says, did you get everything done today? And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Like, you know, research projects and things that are just out, there's eternal amounts of tasks and work to do on them. And so I'm just trying to figure out, should I just look at this like a realistic work plan and like a realistic, you know, put one thing a day on there. And then, you know, on a day where I don't get out of the OR until 7 or 8 PM mm-hmm. and I'm just not going to do it, then that's okay. Or like, I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know how to plan things and expect where I'll be with the project if it's hard to plan where my schedule's going to be.
I mean, it's just like with realistic planning for your food, right? It's like, there's only so much you can predict. There's only so much you can, and so it's a matter of just starting, right? Just starting somewhere and just saying, okay, I'm gonna estimate this amount of time for this. And see what happens. And for you, I mean, really with surgery, I mean, you can't predict, right? So I want you to kind of maybe do a TDL or something on that, where it's just like, I mean, literally you do not know that, and you will never know that, right? You will never be able to, like, even if you were to track it over time, some of this stuff you can kind of track over time and you figure out, but I mean, with surgery, like, you just really never know, and you need to be like okay with that, with the understanding that you can only do the best you can with that. And so it's like, okay, you estimate, and then, but it's all comes back to your thoughts, right? Where it's like, at the end of every day, no matter what, no matter what you know what you checked off your list or not, you can decide that I did my best today, or I did enough today, or whatever it is. I mean, that thought, I did enough.
Okay.
I did enough today is a thought I still continue to practice.
Okay. Someday, I like that. Mm-hmm. I did enough, because what I was TDLing about is, so like, I wrote, I have this unending list of to-dos, which is quite the thought. So,
oh no, you said eternal. Eternal, even more like dramatic word.
So that's not really helpful, obviously.
No.
But then what I realized creeping in is, because it's so like, there's just an endless amount to do. So like, I find myself using the excuse like, well, then I don't need to do anything this minute. Like, it's just going to go on forever. So then what I realized is, especially, and then in corollary with the weight, is like, I dropped a couple pounds, and then the last 2 weeks, I've kind of hovered, which I'm happy about, because I was on my period and stuff. But the thought of, it's fine, I still have time. And so like, I see like Jen Saya posting in the group, and she's like, 8 weeks till camp, you know, 5 weeks. And I'm like, oh, 8 weeks till camp. Like, I've got plenty of, but really like 10 pounds in 8 weeks is not undoable. It's not dramatic. I'm not going to have to resort to gimmicks. But if I keep thinking, oh, I just have time, then it will.
And I heard something else when you were talking a minute ago that I want to point out before I forget. you said that you are losing more weight on weeks where you have these long surgeries.
Yeah.
And you don't eat. I mean, are you getting like, are you going way past your negative two?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like by the end of that long surgery, like you don't feel it while you're working, but then like while I'm waiting for anesthesia to wake them up, which is when I'm trying not to yell, it's very hungry. And so what I've found to be effective is when I get home, if I have meal prep in the fridge, then I'm not stopping at Taco Bell and getting like all the things.
Which is pretty good. But I just want to make sure you're not associating like, oh, I need to get hungrier to lose weight. Right. Okay. Because it's just, you're still following your hunger scale. So there's not any difference in those weeks.
And I'm not like trying to get that hungry on the days when I'm in clinic or, you know, at home or something. I'm not doing that. It's just, that's something I can't control. And I don't feel like shaky or anything crazy. It's just, that's the situation that I've got.
Okay. Just one.
And when I do, then keep in mind that like, I don't have extra room in my stomach because I'm hungrier.
Right.
I'm just going to eat. If I get hungry again later before bed, I can always eat again because I really didn't have lunch or breakfast, you know, like whatever it is, then it's, but usually I'm not getting hungry. My body's just like, it's okay. We were fasting during that time.
So. Well, and the other thing I want to address is like this whole thought, like there's an endless amount of things to do, right? There's an eternal amount of things to do. And I mean, obviously that's a thought, right? But you could put up in the C line, like your to-do list.
These things, I have a like discrete, you know, I have said yes to all of these things. So it's not like they're just,
and so, I mean, but you know, your thought could be like, oh my God, it's endless or whatever. Right. But you could also think, just kind of open up, you know, everybody's mind. It's like, I've really been practicing like, well, then I'll never get bored for the rest of my life. You know, you know, I mean, you could totally turn around and just say, well, great. You know, I'll just stay busy. I mean, you know,
oh, no, it's like, I've chosen that and I think one of the things that I'm trying to reframe is that it's the same idea with the weight as like, this little thing won't matter in the long run, right? Mm-hmm. Like this isn't enough. And so I feel that like, and so when I'm thinking about what I'm going to put on the plan for like the days of surgery or that kind of thing, like maybe it should just be things that are so little, like it really isn't going to complete a project, but I can't do one without the IRB done or like whatever the thing
I
is.
Think that's a great idea because it does not matter if it is little or big, right? It is literally just nothing,
which is what I'm doing now.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's better than nothing. And the crazy thing is that like one little small, like I know like when I call, I've had like a call and make a doctor's appointment, like on the calendar for like a week. And when I finally do it, I'm like, oh my God, here we go. I'm ready to just mark off the, you know, the momentum just like explodes.
And it's just like the minimum baseline with exercise. As soon as you get started, it's not that bad. And then, you know.
So I think for you, just be super like realistic and say, okay, this is like this one little thing is enough today because that gets my brain going, oh my gosh, I accomplished something today. I did enough today. What else could I do? I've really been practicing. I did it this morning, like utilizing these little amounts of time that I have. Like I had like 20 minutes this morning before I had to get downstairs and I was like, okay, how many, you know, private clients can I check on in this 20, like, you know, make it fun, like gamify it, you know, it's like,
or like at least think of what those small things are that you could do in those minutes. The other thing I was just thinking, cause I was thinking of it, like, how could I make those tasks like a realistic plan? And I was thinking, you know, should I put them on, but like, I'm feeling like I should do them no matter what. And then I was just thinking like, what about on days where I know I'm going to be tired or I don't have as plannable of a schedule, like even clinic can run over, but it's not going to be hours and hours. It's going to be done around dinner, you know, but like, maybe I should just put tasks on there that would be like the snacks that people put on their super realistic plan. And then if I don't do them, I can still, like, I guess I was thinking if I put it down, then I have to do it just so I build accountability with myself. But maybe sometimes that can be the case and other times it can be like,
no, this thing, I don't know the name of it. Corinne has talked about, it's like you can call it anything you want, but it's like a 15 minute list. It's like, it's like a separate list of things that you can get done in 15 minutes or less.
No, and so that's
you actually keep it on a separate list. And so it's like, okay, maybe I'll try to knock off, you know, at least one of my 15 minute tasks today. Something like that. Yeah. So keep those separate.
Parallels between everything with weight loss and all, I mean, it's like endless. And so it just, when I'm sitting there thinking like, this just won't be enough. It's still more than, you know, taking a 10-minute walk is more than not doing anything.
Yes. And you have to do it.
Right.
Prove to yourself that it's enough, right? Because right. all day long, you'll think that it's not enough.
Right.
And then when you just have to do it, and then that opens your mind up to like, what else could I accomplish in
the And it wasn't time? As bad as I thought it would be.
Right.
Yeah.
Never is.
Awesome. Thanks, Betsy.
All right. Talk to
you later.
See
you at camp, hopefully, without yes. any gimmicks awesome. Or.
And yes, and I'll see you in, yeah, you'll be in Wonderland, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Natalie. There we go. Natalie is up next.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. This is my first coaching call. I'm a January baby.
Awesome. Glad you got on.
Thank you. I just raised my hand like 5 minutes ago. I wasn't expecting such a quick response. So what I would like coaching on is my nighttime snacking habit. I've been at home for the last 5 weeks recovering from surgery, so I have not been working. And I don't have trouble controlling myself in the daytime. Like, I have no desire to cheat on my plan. I'm 100% on plan. And then as soon as it gets dark, those voices just start in my brain. And it's...
So what are you thinking during the day where it's just like no desire? What is it during the day?
I'm not even sure. I guess I'm just kind of focused on, you know, staying on the plan mm-hmm. and what can I get done today? What can I cross off my to-do list? But it's, I don't really think my mindset changed around that after it gets dark.
I don't know. It does, because it leads you to overeat, right?
Right.
Something now, changes.
I've been nocturnal ever since I was a small child. Like, that's just my natural circadian rhythm. And I worked veterinary ER for 24 years. So I stayed up all night, slept all day. But I don't know if that has something to do with why my urges wake up at night.
I mean, it might be, right? I mean, and that's okay to recognize in terms of just like, oh, well, of course, you know, as the sun goes down, I'm going to start thinking about food, right? It's not like a physical thing. It's just a mental habit that you've developed over time. Uh-huh. So it's just like, I think for you, it's not trying to figure it out anymore. It's just like, oh, it's probably because I used to work at night. And then, so then I would eat, you know, at night and yeah. sleep during the day. And so, yeah, of course. Like, that's the habit that I've had. And now it's just time to work on that.
Okay.
And
so
time to recognize, of course my brain's going to want to eat when it gets dark. And I'm not going to. And I'm you know, up for breaking that habit and building a new one.
Okay. So that probably explains why I've done so many TDLs and recovery worksheets trying to figure out what emotion or thought is driving that. And I haven't really come up with anything.
No, you're trying to dig way too deep for this.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's probably literally like just your brain is conditioned to kind of wake up a little bit at night.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
And it's like, oh, we're used to being up and working and doing stuff. So, you know, we're not working, we're not, you know, going to work anymore. So let's eat, you know, I mean, it's just, it's probably, I mean, you can just decide. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
And it's just no other reason. And so, okay, now it's time for me to, you know, start practicing allowing these urges and just reminding myself like nothing's gone wrong. Yeah. I'm uncomfortable. That's okay. You know, the Buffering Urges course has more information than you could ever want about all that. And I love the 5-step process in that course about, you know, allowing urges, where it's just okay. like, I mean, if you've decided that this is just a habit that you're working on, you know, breaking, then, you know, you kind of, and you say it to yourself like that, right? Where you don't make it a big deal. You don't make it some huge problem you have. It's just, well, of course I'm having an urge right now and I'm going to just sit with the discomfort because, and then that's when you revisit your compelling reasons, like, because I want to lose weight, because of this, this, and this, and just sitting with some discomfort right now. And you're going to go back and forth between kind of resistance, you know, and allowing. And that's totally normal at first, where it's just, you know, it's not smooth sailing at the beginning, but it's just practicing. It's just practice. And you kind of go back and forth and you're just like, no, we're not about resisting. You know, we're not about white knuckling through this urge. We're just about working on allowing it, because my brain is not used to doing this. You know, my brain is used to doing all kinds of stuff at night, and and I'm working on doing something new.
Okay.
Yeah. So
sounds like I might need to reread Atomic Habits again, huh?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. That's such a good book.
Yeah.
But yeah. And that gives you all the science, right? Yeah. About habits. And that's really what I'm sure that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
So great. Go from there. All right. Talk
Thank
to you later.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye. All right, it's 1 o'clock. We're halfway done. Y'all get in line. I'll answer these questions. What is an aligned model? Okay, good question. I'm just going to break out my notes while I wait on people to raise their hand. I took some notes on it. First off, there is a podcast from the Life Coach School that specifically addresses this. So, let me pull it up for y'all real quick. I think she said it was 232. Oops. Let's see. You don't know, it's thelifecoachschool.com, or you can search for the Life Coach School on your podcast app. And 232, yes, is the aligned model. On this episode, the aligned model, the model where the circumstance matches your result and how exactly to get there. I talk about the problem with attempting to live in a model where you're trying to get a result versus living in a model that already has that result and how that difference can help you achieve your goal. So it's all about like, and again, I'm still learning on this, y'all. So I'm not an expert on it. Yeah. So Laura says, like, it's already me being at goal weight. Hold on a minute. Because I took some notes. I mean, we literally were talking about it this morning. It's almost like, I mean, it's like your result is as good as done, basically, is what it is. It's just like you are so aligned in your thoughts, feelings, and actions that it's like your result can't not happen, is basically what it is. It's just a model that is so dialed in that it's just a matter of time until you achieve your result. So go back and okay. So Laura said, that's the example that Brooke used in the podcast. It's when your unintentional model is the model you'll be living when you get to your goal. Okay, y'all just listen to the podcast. Because I am not feeling, no, Laura, you're doing great. You're trying to help me in the chat. But I'm admitting fully here to you all that I need to do a little bit more research before I teach y'all. I need to teach myself first about the aligned model and then teach y'all. So, yeah. So let me listen to the podcast. I'll do that on my way home from Nashville on Monday. And then I'll talk to Corinne actually tonight and encourage her to talk more about it on her lives and stuff like that. So, okay. Jessica, can you give me some advice on nighttime eating? I want to close the kitchen after dinner. That's something I talk to y'all about a lot about, right? Like, kitchen is closed. I mean, I literally turn the light off in my kitchen. And on a day when I am like rocking it, my evening routine, I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. My evening routine is I eat dinner, I wash up and get all the dishes in the dishwasher, and then the light is out. Every morning I'm like, I can do this, or just have nothing on me. I'm a badass. But then the evening comes and my thoughts come in so quickly about eating. I don't even listen to them. I just eat. I don't want to feel the discomfort. I want the relief from it. This is keeping me from my goals. And I really feel like I'm ready to level up this way, but it feels so hard in the moment. Jessica, I would love to coach you on this. If you want to raise your hand, just saying, and you are here. If you're there, you are. Okay. Proud of you. Raising that hand. Okay. There she is. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So
I'm so nervous.
Well, I'm so glad you got on.
Okay.
And okay. So kind of give me a specific example of this.
Okay. So like last night, every night really, but so I overate at lunch and I ate a late lunch. So I was like, I'm not going to eat dinner. Like I'm not going to probably get hungry. So I decided I wasn't going to eat dinner, but then same time, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, I'm like, but I can't not eat anything. Like, that's just weird. Like all these thoughts just came in and I just, before I knew it, I was in the kitchen like snacking. And then I was just like, why did I do that? Like I wasn't even truly at a negative two. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it happens every night. Like,
so is it weird? Like when you think that's weird, is it weird?
I mean, I guess not since I do it every single night.
Well, it's weird. Like where you, what you're saying is it's weird to not eat, right?
Right.
And that's what your brain is like, just like I was talking about, with Natalie, where it's like, of course, when the sun goes down, I mean, this is evening, you know, evening snacking too. It's the very same thing. You have this habit that has just been reinforced over and over again, that like when you get an urge to eat, you know, after dinner and you've responded to it with food, like, you know, 99% of the time.
Right.
So of course, when you think, well, what if I don't eat this time? Like, what if I do something this one time when the past 99 times I've done it, you know, of course your brain is going to say that's weird,
right?
Your brain is going to freak out because it doesn't want to do anything different.
And I feel like I do that like every day. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to eat tonight. Like, I'm just going to see what happens. And every night I'm like, nope, can't do it tonight. Gonna do it tomorrow. Like, I just can't, I don't know. Like, it's, I mean, I've lost 53 pounds, you know, I'm an April baby, but I feel like I'm doing so good and I'm so close to like being my future self. But like, I feel like this is like the one thing that's stopping me.
So I want you, so what do you think it's going to look like? What do you think it's going to feel like for you to just literally like walk away from the food?
I feel like it's going to be hard. Like I'm going to be white knuckling. And I don't know, I guess that's just scary.
What's scary about it? I mean, let's go there. Let's like, it's time to face your fears, right? You want to lose your weight, right? You're tired of this.
I do.
This is what it's going to take.
Yeah.
This, I mean, this big thing that you're so scared of, let's go there. What is the worst that can happen if you just do not eat when you've always eaten?
I guess I'll just, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Like, what am I, like, what is left if there's not food? But that sounds crazy because like I could do all kinds of stuff, but
what could you do? Let's get specific. What could you do?
I could journal. I could go for a walk. I could play with my kids. I could spend time with my husband.
I mean, like, let's come up with something like really fun. And this is for everybody. This is part of that 5-step process in the Buffering and Urges course. It's about like, you know, you work on your thoughts, right, through the process. But one of the five is to come up with something that is really like something that you look forward to. So what is something that you would really look forward to I mean, yeah, you're still, I mean, at first you're still going to want to eat, right? I mean, let's right. be real. Like you're still going to, I mean, eating is going to be at the top of the list still, but what is something else where you're like, ooh, okay, if I don't eat, I can do this.
I don't know. Like nothing sounds better than eating.
Well, again, nothing is going to.
That's terrible, but.
But it's just like something that would feel really good to you. Like, you know, really good kind of self-care. Maybe, and there's actually a worksheet in that Buffering and Urges course that has you like list out and come up with stuff. And I want you to do with that, do that. But this is exactly what you're talking about. Like what is left, right?
Right.
What is left when you're not looking for that dopamine hit of the food? And yeah, so nothing is going to be as good as that. And you just got to be honest with yourself, but you're saying, oh, but I want to lose this weight. I'm ready to figure this out. So what's just one thing you could try?
Maybe just like going outside and mm-hmm. kind of like almost like meditating, like just being, I just want to be calm and not have like all the thoughts of food and eating.
Okay. So what about like going outside with your kids?
That would be good.
Okay. Okay. So next tonight, whenever it is, I want you to practice that and just really be curious about kind of where your brain is going. Right. I mean, it's going to throw a big old fit because it's going to want to eat. Right.
Right.
But I want you to work on, I mean, that's kind of your action in terms of doing something that you enjoy that's relaxing. And I mean, it may not need to involve your kids. Maybe that's not relaxing to you.
Sometimes but, it can be. So it yes. depends on their mood. But
yeah. I mean, sometimes it can be a little distracting, right? In a good,
right.
In a good way in terms right. of like, you know, I know that when I'm with my nieces and stuff, like, I actually keep them every week because that gives me an opportunity to like, I get out of my own head, you know, like I'm just trying to keep them alive. Right. And so, yeah. And so it's just a matter of, okay, I'm going to do this, but also it's managing your mind during that time. And it's like, of course, this is totally normal. I'm working on this. You know, I want you to come up with some really good power thoughts in terms of, I'm going to figure this out. You know, and remind yourself of your compelling reasons. Why do you want to lose weight?
Lots of reasons. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote down 30 compelling reasons.
Oh my gosh, you got 30. Okay. We don't even need
to. I
don't
have them with me, but I mean.
We don't even need. I want you to carry that list around.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have got 30 to choose from.
Yes.
And what's the, and that is so amazing because, and for everybody, y'all want to come up with as many as you can because you never know which one is going to, you know, hit the spot. On a certain day. And so, and again, this is all about practice, right? This is all about working on things. That means it's not going to be perfect. That means you still may end up eating sometimes.
Okay.
And because another key part of those five steps in that workbook is not beating yourself up, is loving yourself through this whole process. So, because if you're white knuckling and I've got to be perfect and I can never overeat again, or I can never binge again, which, you know, my brain likes to go to sometimes, never works, right? We're not about perfection around here. So
what are some of the things you do in the evenings? Like, just give me some ideas. Like,
well, I am not, that's not my jam. So usually, usually kind of the kitchen clothes. Well, here's what I do. This is another thing. This is something I got to work on. After dinner, I get on the couch under a blanket and I basically fall asleep eventually. So the evening eating is not my thing, but my thing is in the afternoon, usually like after lunch, between, you know, just in the mid afternoon time. And so, you know, my thing is, you know, obviously I manage my mind. Like, you know, I'm at my plus two. I don't need any more food. You know, I'm committed to my weight loss, all that kind of stuff. But another thing is, you know, in addition to the thought work, it's like I have my day scheduled so that, you know, after lunch I go back to work. And, you know, and so it's becoming, I'm still working on it all the time, but it's just becoming non-negotiable that, you know, I don't have time to to sit here and, you know, and eat and, you know, and then go out and get more food or whatever it is that I've done in the past, right? It's like, I've got work to do. I've got, you know, I've got y'all to help and things like that. So it's just, it's a matter of putting things in place in terms of your mind, but also in terms of your environment. And that's, you know, the whole kitchen is closed thing. Like, I do not step over the threshold into the kitchen, you know, I mean, like it's, I mean, and have sticky notes. A client I was working with where she had all these sticky notes, like on the door to her kitchen or the door where she went in, you know, where she would normally go in to eat at night. And it's just like, remember your goals, you know, we are done eating. Whatever thoughts, you know, all your compelling reasons, all these little hacks, you know, you just never know what's gonna, you know, work in the moment. And the more things you try, the more successful you are, you know, again, not perfect, right? But the more successful you are, the more your brain starts to say, wait a minute, I think she's like working on something new here. And maybe we'll try to be a little bit less resistant to it and just, you know, because all your brain wants to do is just do the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So if you start doing something new, it's like, and then just keep going with it. Eventually it's like, oh, I think now she wants to do this. So we'll just make it a little bit easier for, you know, over time. And so it's just coming up with as many kind of hacks as you can to just, you know, check as many days off as you can where you're not, you know, repeating that habit that has been developed.
Okay. So and do you think it would be helpful to, because I like to make it dramatic in my brain, like, oh no, like evening's coming. Like, do you think it would be beneficial to me if I thought like during the day over and over again, like I don't have a problem with eating at night? Like, can I kind of trick my brain into that? Maybe.
Sure. I mean, you know, whatever you think is, it might work. Right. But you don't want to do that from a place of fear. Right. You don't want to be like, oh, the evening's coming, you know, yeah. I'm about set up, you know, for a fight, you yeah. know, that kind of stuff. Right. But it's like, that's why I love these kind of thoughts. Like, well, of course, you know, of course, after dinner, I'm going to have these thoughts come in and like, You silly little brain. No, I mean, it's, we're not listening to that. I love that kind of voice where it's just a little bit less dramatic, right? It's a little bit less serious. And it's just like, yeah, it's probably going to happen after dinner, you know, and not going to do it. It's just, you know, really kind of figuring out what works for you. But yeah, just, you know, just kind of try one thing. And then just keep working on it, keep building towards it. And just every single time, I mean, you know, on your plan, on your assessment, you know, obviously you'll do a recovery worksheet if you have an overeat, right? But if you don't, if you follow your plan, you absolutely, and you don't overeat and you don't eat at night, you absolutely want to process that as well. Like, what worked so that you are really, you know, remembering, okay, what worked this time? I'm going to keep trying that. I'm going to keep doing that. Right.
Right. Okay.
And so this thought really worked for me this time, or, you know, I really looked at those sticky notes I put on the door to the kitchen or whatever it is. You know, you want to celebrate, you know, doing it. And then you want to say, okay, what worked? And I'm going to keep doing that. And then I might add on this other thing too, you know?
And I feel like I'm better at it, like when, like with the gift of fat, like there was a week where we weren't eating after dinner and I did it and I could do it, but it's almost like I knew it was going to end. But like when I think about doing it forever, because I don't get hungry after dinner, like there's no reason to eat after dinner. It's just, it's a little different. It's a little bit more intimidating, I guess. So.
Well, you could add that to your habit tracker, right? You could have that as like, don't eat after dinner.
That's a good idea. I do the habit tracker.
And you could add that as another habit, because that's exactly what's happening here, is that you're building a new habit.
Okay.
And so you can add another, you know, set of check marks for that. But I think what you're saying, so are you saying like you can't imagine ever like just not eating dinner ever, I mean, not eating after dinner ever again?
I mean, I can imagine it. Like, I can mm-hmm. imagine my future self being that person that doesn't need to do that. I guess I'm just struggling with the process of getting there. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to have to go through it. I just want to get there, mm-hmm. which I know is impossible, but
right.
that's kind of how.
And so that's where you kind of practice thoughts like, I'm just working on it. You know, I'm working on this. I'm not going to be perfect at it, and that's okay. You know, I'm just working on it. So, and I mean, and I like to think, you know, yeah, like when I feel that resistance of like, I don't want to work on it, you know, I just want it to be done. I want it to be figured out. That's when I kind of zoom back out and I'm like, you know, life would be pretty boring if everything was just figured out. You know, if we didn't have to just like challenge ourselves and work on ourselves. I mean, we need to be, I don't know, I just feel grateful that I'm able to recognize my issues and work on them. And, you know, most of us in life are just floating through life, right? And, you know, I'm just glad that I get to work on things, improve myself and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's where I've moved into. So you could kind of work on some of those thoughts too, where it's like,
okay,
I'm just working on improving myself. So, okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for making me come on. I wasn't going to because.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of you for getting on. Thanks. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Who else? Let's see. Regina says, I did the same thing. It is an every night thing. Watching TV. And I feel like I need to eat. Or if I have wine, then I'm especially snacky. I get anxious. Sit there thinking all about food turns into a binge. Yes. And I mean, so this is the very same as me. My habit is to, let me tell y'all kind of about what my habit is in terms of, Regina, you have another question. Yeah. I'll answer that in a second. So, you know, again, I've developed this habit over time of after dinner, Brad and I will, you know, watch a show or something. And so I'll get on the couch, I'll get under a blanket, and then I eventually fall asleep. I might watch a show and then I'll just fall asleep. And that's a habit that I want to work on changing because if you think about the model, right, this is not an overeating at night, but this is falling asleep on the couch, right? At night. And it's not getting me the result that I want in terms of the best sleep that I can get, right? I want the result of I get a good, you know, at least 8 hours of sleep a night. And so when I fall asleep on the couch and I have to, you know, and I fall asleep and then I have to wake up and go brush my teeth and get in bed, that interrupts my sleep pattern, right? And so if I want the result of getting the best 8 hours of sleep I can, then I can work up the model from there. And so that's the result I want. My action is to not fall asleep on the couch, to put my pajamas on, have an evening routine where I brush my teeth and I decide what time I get in bed. And then I get in bed and I go to sleep, right? And I don't fall asleep on the couch ahead of time. How do I need to think and feel to do that work, right? It's, I want to feel almost kind of right now. I just want to be in this kind of curious mode, in this curious feeling. I want to be just kind of open to figuring this out and working on it. And my thought is, you know, I value my sleep. And I value my rest. And rest allows my, you know, the best rest I can get allows me to live my best life or something like that. So for anything, you know, for any habit that you want to change, you know, think about the result that you're getting now, which may be weight gain, which may be, you know, not getting everything you need to get done during the day or something like that. Come up with the result that you do want and work up the model from there. And just give it a try and then post it and ask coaches. And then we can kind of help you from there. Or you can get on a coaching call. We can talk more about it. So that's something I'm working on. Okay, Regina. So I have an adult child that is a recent college graduate that has anxiety and has moved out of the house. we are paying for his expenses at the moment. His dad agreed to this and didn't stand up and say no. However, now we are sitting 3 months out and still no job. He doesn't answer my texts or calls. Contact and conversation is all on his timing. My mama heart is so sad. He is constantly on my mind. The lack of contact with me causes me to be at a place that I turn to food to not feel sad. The only problem is then I am still sad and frustrated and have chosen food as my coping mechanism. I hate that food always has been my coping mechanism, and I know it doesn't solve anything. Okay, so first off, let's just start from the bottom and move up in terms of your question. I hate that food always has been my coping mechanism. I hear some self-loathing in there, right, Regina? I hear some, I mean, just you using the word hate, it's basically, I hate this about myself, that I use food as a coping mechanism. That is your first kind of thing to work on, because you can't hate your, you know, we always say you can't hate your way on down the scale. And so for you, it's a matter of recognizing, okay, I use food as a coping mechanism, and that's okay. It's just something I've done for a long time. It's just a habit. There's definitely a theme on the calls today and the questions today, right? It's just a habit I've developed over time. My brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to, what it's designed to do, to develop habits and keep doing them over and over and over again. Your brain wants to expend, excuse me, y'all, as little energy as possible. It wants to do as little work as possible. So it wants you to develop as many habits as you can, because it just wants to run on autopilot all the time. So if you've been using food as a coping mechanism, every time something painful comes up, like this issue with your son, let's have some food, feel better. Let's have some food. That's just a habit that's been developed over time. And so the first step is for you to not hate it, that your brain is working exactly the way it's supposed to, and to not hate yourself for what you've just been choosing to do for a long time out of habit, right? So you have to start with, okay, this is what I've been choosing to do, just like you've been choosing to pay for your son's expenses, right? I mean, they're all just, everything's just a choice, right? And you want to, and there's no good or bad choices. You just want to, like your reason for overeating. You want to like your reason for paying for your son's expenses. But it sounds like, you know, you don't like your reason, right? You don't like your choice, but there's no good or bad choices. It's just choices. So, yeah, and you're realizing that this overeating is not doing it for you, because you overeat to not feel sad and frustrated, but then you overeat, you still feel sad and frustrated, and then you're probably even more frustrated because you've overeaten, right? And so you figure you're just in the total awareness phase, which is exactly where you're supposed to be right now, and you're realizing this is just not doing it for you. It's not getting you the results that you want. So then you can, and it's all okay, because you've just been making choices and kind of responding to urges and habits that have been developed over time. So you have to start there and not beat yourself up and have compassion for yourself and come from that place with change. You know, you can change, but you have to come from a place of love for yourself. That's why we push that self-love course left and right around here. Because if you're not coming from a place of love for yourself, then you'll just never be successful long-term. Never. So you have to at least be open to loving yourself. So, you know, that's kind of where you are with the overeating, right? I mean, if you want to do something different, then I suggest you feel your feelings. I suggest you let yourself feel sad and frustrated, because you can't change your son, right? Can't change your son, your husband, or anybody else. He has chosen to not answer your calls, your texts or calls right now. And you can't change him. You have a choice of whether you want to continue supporting him or not, right? That's totally up to you. You just want to like your reason. And that's where you are. So you just have a decision to make. What you can control is whether you continue to support him or not. And so it's kind of decision time for you. And just, you know, if you want to list out the pros and cons, if you want to, you know, get on here and we can talk about it, right? It's just, you just have a decision to make, and there's no right or wrong decision. That's the thing. There's no right or wrong choice. There's no right or wrong decisions, because all decisions are just thoughts that you decide to think. And your son, you know, whatever is going to happen with him, that's going to be his choice. You can't control that. So that's what I have for you. If you want to get coached more, raise your hand. All right, let's see what else. Yes, we are not broken. I really don't. Regina, I'd love for you to get on here. We can talk more. I really don't like the choices. Got to find a healthy alternative. Not really sure which choices you're talking about, right? But, you know, in terms of overeating in the evening, you know, your choice is whether you eat or not, right? And it sounds to me like you don't want to eat anymore. You don't want to make that choice anymore. And yeah, and it's all about like your two choices are to overeat and then feel super crappy afterwards. Your other option is to feel your feelings and feel sad and frustrated. I coached somebody months and months ago, and the whole concept was choose your crappy, because those are both crappy options. Right? There's not an easy option out there for you to choose. Both options are not super fun. But do you want to choose the option that will get you the result in the long run? Or do you want to choose the option that will give you this immediate dopamine hit and then you feel even worse afterwards? Right? So it's up to you. Those are your options. Oh, she says she's at work right now. Okay. So Regina, I want you to kind of do some writing about that and just decide like, okay, these are my options to buffer my emotions and not feel the sadness and frustration, or to feel it, right? And life is all about feeling it all, right? I have a thought that I've been practicing, because I've been able to use the new planner that y'all want me to give you a sneak peek of. The new planner that's coming out. I don't have the actual planner itself, the spiral bound planner, but I have the pages, and I love the questions that we're asking. So every morning you practice, you put down your compelling reason, right? My compelling reason is, and I'm going to show y'all. I don't think I'll get in trouble for doing this. But this is the new planner page. And so it's going to be available to be printed out, or you can get the spiral bound 2-month version. You can order that. So it says my compelling reason is. Fill that out every day. And what I've been doing lately is my compelling reason is to be an example to others, to be an example for what is possible with others and with y'all. I mean, basically. And so that really has just been a really good compelling reason for me to practice every day. And so you do that. And then I'll just read you some of these other questions. And y'all just let me know if you have any questions about the planner specifically. But I do this in the morning, so I do my food plan, right? And then the questions are, a thought I'm working on believing about me is. And actually, So what I was saying was a thought that I've been working on believing is that I can feel any emotion. I am capable of feeling any emotion. You know, all emotions are vibrations in our body. And one emotion that I have been working on feeling is humiliation. Fun, right? But I, a lot of times, will live in fear of humiliation. And so I've decided during the month of August that I'm going to put myself in situations where I feel humiliation on purpose. How awesome is that, right? And so I'm still working on that. I'm kind of building up to humiliation. I've been feeling more kind of fear these first 10 days. I kicked it off with going to the Skywalk on at the Grand Canyon when we went to Vegas. And so that was August 1st. So I kicked it off right with doing something I was very scared of, and I was very scared, right? But I'm still sitting here today. I didn't die or get pregnant. Don't think I'm pregnant with that, right? And I've continued to do things that scare me, but I need to level up, y'all. I need to move up to this humiliation. And really the way that I see humiliation is maybe even just like walking up to somebody and just saying something crazy. And just knowing that they're going to judge me, right? Something like that. I mean, that is the kind of work I'm working on doing. So, the next question is a powerful question I want to answer today is, and I've been asking, you know, how can I feel accomplished when my head hits the pillow? That's a question I love. Today, my self-care is the next question. So every day you're working on your self-care. By the way, y'all raise your hand if there's anybody who wants to get coached. We've got a few more minutes. On a scale of 1 to 5, I'm committed to my best life today and why? So I love that. Just really get you going. Okay, how am I committed to my best life? I am committed to my best life. I love that. A situation that might trip me up is, love this one. And how I will handle that is by. So it's just like you are coming up with obstacles and strategies ahead of time. And again, this is not to like future cast, you know, what's the word? Kathy talks about it all the time, like, you know, forecasting horrible things happening, right? This is just like, okay, let me just get real. What's one thing that could trip me up today? I love that, Donna. Do one thing every day that scares you. And it's so interesting, y'all, how since I've been doing this for the last 10 days, my brain is just now gets to work. Like every day it's like, okay, how can we scare ourselves today? Right? Because we've done it for 10 days now and we've survived. It's really not as scary as you think, right? I mean, walking on that Skywalk on the Grand Canyon, y'all Google that if you want to see what that thing looks like. You're basically like 100,000 feet up off the ground or something, and it's a glass bottom walkway. So you look straight down. And, I mean, I was scared to death. And I just, oh my gosh, it was fascinating to watch my brain. Like, you cannot do this. You cannot get out there and walk out on this glass and look down. And I was like, yes, I can. Yes, I can. I'm going to. I paid money to do this thing. But oh my gosh, my brain was fighting me, right? So it was just fascinating to watch. And then, so you answer those questions, and then this is space for a thought download, and then this is space for you to do an unintentional, intentional model, and it explains every part of the model and all of that. So, and then on the other side, you do your food, and I love where it has like your plan and your assessment right next to each other. This is hunger scale info, and then this is still your schedule for the day. This is place for your movement. you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, and then your movement. Here's your four circles. Here's your four basics that you check off every day. And then at the end of the day, you ask yourself, did I follow my 24-hour plan? Why or why not? That's the same question, right? Wanda, I'll get to you in just a second. What will I do tomorrow to make weight loss easy? Love that. Just get you going on how can this be easy, right? This is my favorite question. A P&P coach looking at my food today would remind me, so y'all can think of me or Kathy or Corinne when you answer that question. Something I did right today, that's in the current planner. What patterns am I eating, am I noticing, if any? Love that question, right? Really opens up your mind to kind of looking back at your data and seeing if you see any patterns forming. And on a scale of 1 to 10, my commitment to weight loss is and why? So love those questions. I'm just so excited about this new planner. All right, Miss Wanda. We'll get you on here. I do not know the exact date, Amy, on when you'll be able to print it out, but it's coming up very soon, hopefully before the end of the month. And then the planners will be ready to go right around that time. So we will let y'all know. Check your massive action line. It'll all be in there, everything you need to know. Okay, Miss Wanda. Hey.
Hello, Bessie. How you doing?
Good. We were talking about you the other night.
Oh, really?
Yes. Hello. Just thinking about you, how you're doing?
Not good.
Not good. Okay, let's work on it. What's going on?
I don't know what's wrong with me. Why? I don't know. I'll do good for a little while, and then I'll go step in it and mess it up and ruin progress. You know, like, I was even, like, my mode of action is to kind of retreat, so I was a little hesitant on getting on here. That's why I raised my hand at the last minute.
Look at you there. Okay, I want you to really notice this, right? Like, normally you would hide.
Yeah.
And you're doing something different.
Yeah.
That is huge, right?
Yeah, that's huge. Okay, I'll give myself that.
So give yourself some credit for that, for raising your hand and getting on here.
Okay. And then, you know, a little embarrassment because, like, here I was a couple of weeks ago, got on here talking about, you know, achieving a big, hairy goal, you know, by camp. And, you know, I don't know. I'm sure I messed up some progress, you know, double back to probably won't be able to make that goal.
So we talked about this 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that it's not about the goal necessarily, right? This is the work that, this is it right here where you are right now, Wanda, where you have all these thoughts. I've already heard you say, like, well, I don't know what's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I'm backtracking. I have this big goal and I'm not going to meet it, right? This is what I was talking about 2 weeks ago, about it's all about the person that you become on the way to working on achieving the goal. It's not right. about the goal, achieving the goal necessarily. Right. It is about these times, these moments right here, right. where it is like, gosh, I mean, there's just like no mathematical way I'm going to reach this goal. I might as well, you want to quit with, you know, everything is just pointing to the sign to quit.
Well, I know that. See, where I don't quit, but it's like, I don't feel like I'm in a good place either, because this is what I do. I like little quits, you know, mm-hmm. and then it's like, I just keep like going over and over again. And that's what frustrates me mm-hmm. about myself, that I know I say I can't quit, you know, because okay. the situation I'm in, but I am quitting little
quits. Day. Right. And so, getting on here and raising your hand, that's one little win, right? That's one little win in the win column. So I want you to get out a piece of paper.
Okay.
And I want you to do a little quit column, and I want you to do a little win column.
Okay.
And at the top of your little win column is raising your hand on this coaching call.
Okay.
And, you know, there's nothing in your little quit column okay. yet. You start from right now.
Okay.
And
you said a win column and what was the other column?
A little win column and a little quit okay. column. Okay. And so number one in Little Win is raising my hand on Betsy's coaching call.
Okay.
And I want you to work on adding as many things as you can in that Little Win column.
Okay.
For, you know, every day, right? I want you to just keep adding to that list.
Okay.
And then I also want you to, you know, track your little quits too. Okay. Because I want you to be honest with yourself about, you know, you're doing the little quits, but you need to see them in black and white.
Right.
And I want you to always work on having a bigger little win list than a little quit list. Okay. Right. Okay. And you're not going to want to, you know, you're not going to want to see things in that little quit column.
Right.
Right. Okay. And you may even want to like write them in red instead of, you know, black or whatever it is. Right.
Okay.
And so I want you to just start tracking it and saying, okay, how can I get a few more little wins in my win column today?
Okay. Okay. I'm such an all or nothing person. That's another problem that I have. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's like if I don't do it right, then it's like all or nothing.
Right. Totally normal. Totally normal. Nothing wrong with you. I'm the very same way. I mean, so many of us are.
Yeah.
And that's where our brain wants to go. Our brain's so lazy. It's like, Wanda, you're not going to reach that goal. Let's just forget about it and, you know, go eat some Cheetos. We've been talking about Cheetos this weekend. That's why I got Cheetos on my mind. Corinne's been joking about Cheetos. So it's like, why bother?
Me, Wednesday, I went to the store Tuesday morning and I had this whole conversation with myself. Peanut butter can be a trigger for me. Mm-hmm. And so most times I keep it out the house. And then every now and then I tell myself, oh, I can handle it. And I was looking for the Jif to go, the little tubs. Sometimes I can do a little bit better with that, but even that sometimes it set me off, but they didn't have that. They didn't have those little individual packs, that brand. They did have another brand and I got three of those. And then I got two jars, crunchy and creamy, the small, but it's not really small, you know. And I did good Tuesday, but then Wednesday I opened up the crunchy and wound up binging on the peanut butter. Before I knew it, you know, half of the jar was gone. And now all of it's gone. My trainer came over, and that's a whole another long story, and he confiscated the rest of it. he wouldn't take no for an answer for that.
Okay.
But, you know, so it's like, and then it's been downhill since then. Mm-hmm. Well, today has been good, but as far as the food, like I didn't go weigh in to Weight Watchers this week because I know, and I haven't been on my home scale, so I don't know how much damage I've done. I really don't even want to know how much damage I've done. And,
I want you, here's your next assignment. Okay. I want you to go after this call. I want you to weigh. Because right now you're sitting here scared to death of that little piece of metal in your bathroom.
Should I wait till tomorrow morning?
No. Okay. I'll give you till tomorrow morning. How about that? I'll give you till tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But I want you to weigh and not live in fear of that number, right?
Okay.
I mean, but let me ask you here. So you said today has been good. Why has today been good?
Just because I just had my first meal about half an hour ago. And I stayed upstairs most of the day. I haven't done any activity yet. But I stayed upstairs most of the day and then I just came downstairs and had my first meal and I didn't binge or anything like that.
Okay. So it's all about your thoughts, right? It's like you're thinking, okay, I'm doing good today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do this. I want you to write down as many of the, you know, the thoughts that you're thinking right now as you can, right? For you to practice.
Okay. Okay.
Because I mean, you are literally one decision away. I mean, you're already good to go for today, right?
Yeah.
But even if, you know, let's say with the peanut butter the other day, right? You could have immediately gotten back on plan, you know, on your plan, right? It's just you are always one choice away, one little win away from just getting right back at it. And what we'd want to do is beat ourselves up for a while and then binge some more, overeat some more, you know, and let it last a few days. And right. for you, I just really want you to focus on, you know, shortening those times, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to overeat every once in a while.
Right.
But I'm right back at it. And, you know, you can put the, you know, the peanut butter or whatever, you know, the overeat in your little quit column. But in your little win column, you can say, okay, I got right back on plan after that. You know, okay. I didn't wait until tomorrow. I didn't wait until Monday or whatever.
Okay.
And weighing, when you weigh, that goes in your little win column too. I want you to like get so creative with how many wins you can get on that list.
Okay.
Because that gets your brain going like, okay, we can do this. And then with your goal, I mean, what do you want to do with your goal? I want you to make a decision right now in terms of what you want to do about your goal now. Is this until October camp?
Right, at okay. October camp. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't focus on the actual number, but just the process. I should focus on the process of trying to achieve the goal.
Yeah.
That's more where I should focus on, because I don't know if the number, the goal was, you know, at that time when I, 2 weeks ago, I was 57 pounds down, and mm-hmm. I was wondering if it was 10 weeks, and I was wondering if I could hit 43 pounds within the 10 weeks to make the goal. I didn't know if that was too much. So mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, 8 weeks now, mm-hmm. probably I shouldn't focus on the number, just focus on working the process mm-hmm. to release the weight, yeah. you know, so that
best
I can.
Best you can, right? Best you right. can. And right. I am just picturing you. I mean, I'm picturing you at camp. And Corinne's going to call you out, right? And she's going to ask you how, you know, what you've accomplished, how much you've grown in the last, you know, since the last camp. Mm-hmm. And I think it will be huge for you to say how much weight you lost. You, I mean, I'm just like visualizing it. And okay. everybody's going to be cheering for you and hugging for you. And it's not going to, you know, it's not going to be any different if you had actually reached the 100 pounds, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be the same because you did the best that you could. You grew as such a, you know, you just grew in so many ways getting to that place. And that's what I want you to focus on now. It's the process, right? It's the okay. person that you're becoming to reach for these goals.
Right.
It's not necessarily about the goal itself.
Right.
And so I just want you to visualize just standing there in front of that group, and we're going to have 350 people at that thing.
Yeah.
And
150 was awesome. I know it's going to be intimidating having 350.
So what do you want to be able to tell those people, you know, and you want to say, okay, this was my goal. This is what I reached, and what was most important was the process that I went through to get there and everything that I learned and the mistakes that I made and what I learned from them and all of that, right? All of that led up to this day, right. and all of it was worth it.
Right.
And you're going to be teaching all the other 349 people in that room that it's not all about the goal. It's about... Right. the person that you're becoming to get there. And then, you know, and you can set a new goal.
All right.
And you can keep moving.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
That makes me feel awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. I'll see you soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Oh, I love her. All right. Yes, y'all, that black and white thinking, that perfectionism. All right, Christy. Who we got? Okay, Christy, I got 6 minutes. Hope you have one of your cute new outfits on. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't think you'd really call on me. I look a hot mess. Okay, I'm going to try to make this quick.
Okay.
So I have recently switched to no oil and mainly starch-based, which is working well. The only thing that I have found is that if I go to what was my positive two, mm-hmm. like I get hungry very, very, very quickly. And so it seems to me like my positive two is now like I need to feel more full for it to last even 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
But I'm having a lot of drama about that because, you know, I mean, I got really good at that negative two with all the fats and all that kind of stuff. And so I know they say that sometimes the twos change, but not in that direction. So I don't know if I'm like having justifications or if there's,
what do you mean not in that direction?
Like where you are more full for that to be your positive two. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Am I making any sense?
Yeah. I hope. Well, I mean, it's just your plus two is changing. I mean, is it like different physical sensations for your plus two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I mean, the whole thing is like you want most of your meals to last you at least 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah. And that is not happening.
If that's not happening, then you need to either, you know, eat more or eat different things. So, you know, so what's, are you eating any fats or?
No, not.
Nuts, no avocado, no.
My diabetes, which is in remission, but it stays, my numbers are better when I cut the fats out for me. I know that's not normal, for lack of a better term. Like usually people do better with fats. But for me, a really low fat diet has been better for my health.
Or you could eat more often, you know, in terms of, I think just this whole thing is just you want to come from a place of curiosity with it.
Yeah.
And not like, oh my God, I can't figure it out. This is too hard. You are coming from a place of, okay, I want to do this for my health.
Yes.
You know, you've got a good reason for it. And so, okay, I'm going to try this for a week or two in terms of, okay, I'm going to eat more often. I'm going to change up what I'm eating in terms of the types of foods.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I don't want to change the types of foods I'm eating. I'm very happy with the types of, I feel like I like them. I feel like they're the most healthy thing I could be eating. So I don't want to do that. That's for sure.
The big issue is that you're just not satisfied for very long.
Right. Or I don't even, it's not what used to be my plus two isn't satisfying anymore at all. Like, and so, but feeling fuller in that moment scares me, you know, because I'm like, oh God, you know, but if I don't get to that fuller feeling with this type of food, then like, yeah, I'm eating every hour, 2 hours, which is
So let's come up with a plan. Let's come up with a plan of something that you're going to try for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it may be something scary, right? But it's just like, we're all about facing our fears around here.
Yeah.
I mean, and like feeling a little more full than you're used to. That might be the thing that you need to try for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So you look so thrilled.
That sigh you gave, I'm curious about that. No, I just, I guess I'm surprised that, because I was expecting the answer to be, you know, no, your plus two is your plus two, get over it, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, I am not here to tell you what to do, right?
Yeah.
I am here to, I mean, and I'm not here to say that you should eat more food. I mean, I'm here to tell you that you decide what to do from a place of curiosity and not from fear.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you want to do for the next 2 weeks to try and figure this out?
Oh my God. I don't know. I may have to TDO on that.
Okay.
That may be something I figure out with you by 2 o'clock because we have 1 minute.
Yeah. Exactly. I got to get back downstairs. So,
yes, okay.
And with a TDL, it's like, I'm feeling fear. What am I scared of? Is it something that is like a true, really real fear, or is it something where it's like, I need to face my fears here to figure this out?
Yeah.
And I need, instead of feeling fear, I want to feel this curious, open, willing, whatever it is.
Okay.
And, but I don't want you to try a bunch of different things. You know, I want you to pick one thing to try
in two,
for 2 weeks.
Okay.
One thing for 2 weeks, because, yeah. That is just, I mean, this is for everybody. That's really
going to get us some real data.
Yes.
And that's
the other thing. Like, I want you to become a student of your body and your mind, but your body, especially,
Okay.
There's Donna saying something in the comments. So okay. In the chat about fiber and things like that. So, but it's, I mean, I want you to like every meal, you know, really become an expert on how you're feeling. And then okay. I want you to time your meals in terms of how long each meal lasts you.
Okay.
Obviously what you ate.
Yeah.
Didn't eat for each meal, and just, and then like at the end, maybe every few days, you analyze that data and say, okay, this worked, this didn't work, this is what I'm learning, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And another recommendation is maybe talking to a nutritionist.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a suggestion, but it's like, you know, if you're eliminating some of these different foods for health reasons and things like that, they, you know, they're experts on, you know, specific foods and how they react in your body and things like that. So that just popped in my head.
Okay.
But, you know, might be something interesting to, or, you know, doing some Googling in terms of, you know, you said you had diabetes, right?
Yeah. It's in remission. I call it remission. They say it never goes away. You have to stick with, you know. So, yeah.
I mean, just, you know, kind of doing some research in terms of that, just again, from a curious perspective, from a curious place, and just kind of work, like, I'll figure this out kind of place.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not this is not a problem. This is just like, this is my next thing to work on.
Okay.
You know, for my health.
Yeah.
And I'm open to just, you know, working on it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Post it. All right. See ya.
Right, bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Donna. You're sweet. And Tammy. All right. Yeah. It's just staying curious, right? And just doing what's best. Y'all are experts on your body. So, all right. I am going to get out of here, head back downstairs to do some more transforming with Transformation Weekend. And Kathy is doing a workshop with the gals tonight on doing the Tedious and Powerful worksheet. And so, all about working with foods that you think you don't have any control over, right? The Tedious and Powerful worksheet is on pmptribe.com under the worksheets tab, under the toolkit. And so any of you all can do that worksheet anytime, but we're doing it as a group tonight. Everyone is choosing a food that they have thoughts that, you know, they can't control themselves around it. They, you know, might be one of their binge foods or their overeat foods. And so everybody's bringing something to do that worksheet on tonight. So that's going to be fun too. And then we'll have continue on tomorrow till 3:00. And Kathy and I are doing little 15-minute coaching slots before and after tomorrow too. So it's just been an amazing weekend. Lots of transformation happening. So all right, y'all, I'm going to get out of here and head back downstairs. So we're still checking Ask Coaches this weekend. And so post in there if you need to. And then we'll be back after this weekend. I think we'll be back for a while, kind of not traveling anymore very much, and back at it. So y'all take care, and I will see you again soon. Okay,